Is there anything different about when somebody achieves a level of enlightenment or connection in the Druid tradition? Is there a belief about what happens to the soul or the body that's different than most people would have?
Sure. Okay. Not what happens to the body, but to the soul. Where Druids believe in reincarnation. This is one of the intriguing things. You know, we think of the doctrine of reincarnation, that we have many lives on Earth, as coming originally from the East. But Julius Caesar, the old classical writers, wrote that the Druids also taught the doctrine of reincarnation. And so we believe in reincarnation, at least most Druids. I mean, you know, some Druids may not, but we do certainly. And my life changed totally 9 years after he died. When somebody we know dies here, my kids say, "Are you sure we carry on, Dad, after death?" I remind them of this story. What happened is 9 years after he died, he came back to me. I was meditating, just sitting quietly. I hadn't maybe thought about him for a long time. You know, it was 9 years later. I was busy. I had a young family. And suddenly he was there in the room. And I didn't see him physically with my eyes. It wasn't like that. But it was, you know, like if you were sitting in your room on your own with your eyes closed and an old friend walked in and just stood a few feet away from you, you'd know it, you'd feel it, and then they'd start talking to you. And he started talking to me, and he told me a whole bunch of stuff about what would happen and what I should do, and a whole series of extraordinary synchronicities then occurred in the coming years to confirm to me that it was a genuine connection with him. And every so often, he kind of comes back to me and talks to me.
What comes back to you in what form, then? If it's reincarnation, has he been... Are you saying that he was the soul of somebody else's body, or that you were having a sort of a more ethereal experience?
No, well, he comes back to me about like once every sort of 2 years or so, and it's in a lucid dream, so it'll be a dream that has that quality, you know, that's so different from an ordinary dream. And he's the same. He sort of looks like he's in his 30s or something. But he's the same person, if I can put it that way.
I understand that, but I don't know that I would have put that in the category of reincarnation. We're talking with Philip Carr Gom, the author of the Book of English Magic. We'll talk more about magic in as the night goes on. But let me just clarify that. So, do Druids believe in limited or unlimited reincarnation?
Okay, he is. When you say unlimited, what do you mean by that?
That we can come back, humans can come back as a bug. You could be a bug. Limited reincarnation, always human to human to human.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the classical writers said that the ancient Druids believed in unlimited reincarnation, transmigration of souls. So that you could, like the Buddhists believe, you know, you can end up a bug if you mess up too much.
Well, I don't know that being a bug would be bad. Maybe a dung beetle. I don't know that I'd want to be a dung beetle, but I don't know that it's a punishment to be a bug. That assumes that we are the highest, you know, that we're the pinnacle of life and existence.
Yes, life might be short but sweet.
Yeah, but now so when he comes back, when you're having an experience of reincarnation as you describe it, I would say that lucid dreaming, interesting, or perhaps even, you know, kind of. Is some sort of after-death experience, but I don't, for reincarnation, I would think that would be you're waiting at a bus stop and somebody turns to you who you don't know, or somebody who had died on the operating table 9 years ago and took his soul in, or somebody who was a 9-year-old child turns to you and starts talking to you like they're your lost Druid master. That's how I would think about reincarnation.
Yeah. I think, you know, one of the distinctions between Druidry and other doctrines is that we don't lay down the details of any belief. So what I find exciting about it is it is possible to have a spiritual way that has certain guiding principles and ideas, but everyone who's following this way is free to conceive of those ideas in the way that they wish. So in other words, you know, one of the guiding ideas of Druidry is that we do have more than one life. How you choose to understand that and the process and the way it works, the details of that, is up to you and your own experience and your own studies and researches. What tends to happen with religions particularly, spiritual ways too, is that they tend to gather around their core beliefs, a whole bunch of dogma and detail that ends up by people having to argue about it.